Hey, story seekers, it's Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where the stories are real and the tea is all about me. Welcome to Nisha's Open Diary. Today is Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. I am Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where my story times are true and my experiences are real. So today's story time is about the time my baby daddy pissed me off running around with other females, and he had the nerve to invite the chick that he was messing with who shares the same name as me. So without further ado, y'all, let's just get right into this story time. So after the party, we are going about life as normal. And I kept getting these rumblings, kept hearing these rumblings of him messing with that girl who shares the same name as me. And she was friends with his cousin. And they had a friend group of three. It was his cousin whose name is close to the name May. So let's just call her May. They had another friend whose name begins with the R. And then it was the girl he was messing with who shared the same name as me, Tanisha. And these three bitches used to be dogging me and coming for me. Crazy thing is, it was all because I was dating or messing with him. Just as I stated in my previous story time about the Coogi sweater and his birthday party, they was dogging me at that party, looking me up and down, basically sizing me up. He had a mini hose, and this girl was one of them. So her and her little friends would be talking shit about me all the time. And then they even had the nerve to directly go talk stuff about me to my own best friend, or who I thought was my best friend. And I'll tell you a little bit more about her in another story time. But my so-called best friend would get approached by these chickens. And it was all for the sole purpose of tearing me down, talking about me. The whole reason for them even saying anything to her, approaching her, was to talk about me. Little old me. Like this one time, my best friend was at this well-known restaurant everybody went to get food called Big Bite. If I remember correctly, she ran into their little crew at Big Bite and they spoke to her just like, you know, like a what's up, hi, whatever. But then that turned into a whole roasting session, tearing down session, dogging me session, talking about me bad session, bad mouthing me. So after they spoke to her, the rest of the conversation was all about me. Even though I wasn't there, I wasn't nowhere in the vicinity, they had my name in their mouth. They was talking about me. And then my best friend, after this stuff happens, she comes back and tells me that they was talking about me, and not in a good way. They were making fun of my bottom lip because I have an underbite. I've had it my whole life. I was born this way. So my bottom lip kind of sticks out more than it should because of the underbite. And she told me they were going in. I mean, they were like stretching their bottom lip over their top lip, stretching their bottom lip, putting it up over their nose, stretching their bottom lip, stretching it down over their chin, just dragging me. And how my bottom lip is or whatever, how my smile, you know, defect is. But the thing is, me and these girls weren't anything to each other. Like, I didn't personally really have no beef with them. I went to school with them. I had some classes with them. And they knew of me and I knew of them. We knew who each other were. But it was nothing more, nothing less. So the only other reason they could possibly have to have any kind of anything towards me is the fact that I messed with him. There's no other reason, no other logical explanation. Because at school or anywhere I ran into them, the energy was hostile. Slick comments being made under the breath. Nothing but hateful, evil looks and energy. The only common denominator was him. It didn't make any other sense otherwise. Because again, everybody knew I messed with him, including them. And I kept hearing that he was messing around with her. And apparently it was true, because why is it that her, his cousin, May, and their little friend, R, had so much animosity and hatred towards me? I hadn't done anything to him. We never had no issues. So it didn't make sense. It didn't add up. So after my best friend came and told me they were in big bites clowning me in a crowded restaurant in front of a lot of people, and people were laughing and they were clowning me, and I felt a way about it because my best friend came back and told me out of her own mouth she was even laughing and saying how they was pulling their lip and doing all the crazy stuff they was talking about me. She had the audacity to stand in my face and tell me that she was even laughing, telling me what they were saying about me and demonstrating it to me. And I was mad, because if you are my best friend, and I do mean truly my best friend, why didn't you defend me better? You stood there laughing with them, trying to stay in with the in crowd, I guess, because his cousin and their friend R and the girl Tanisha were all a little crew friends or whatever. And her friends had her back. And they all stood in unison for her coming for me and attacking me because Tanisha was messing around with my baby's father. It hurt that they were doing that and saying the things they were saying about me. I did nothing to provoke them. But it hurt more that my supposed best friend, and I'm air quoting best friend, it hurt me more that my supposed best friend let them do that. Because if the shoe was on the other foot and it was me and somebody came talking crazy about her, it wouldn't have happened. Oh, it might have happened, but I guarantee you I would have defended her to the end. When people did talk about her, I didn't laugh. I defended her as a friend, or a, again, air quote, best friend should. I have a whole complex about my underbite. I plan on getting it fixed, but it ain't cheap, and I have to get my jaw broken just to reset and realign my jaw properly. And I'm kind of scared. And I got a quote on it last year, and it was like $8,000-something to get it fixed. I'm so self-conscious about my profile. I've always tried to like force my teeth together to make my jaw kind of, you know, align together to look more normal, I guess. But my jaw also kind of locks. And my jaw is always tense and like clenched, I guess you could say. And people always see me and they just always think that I'm pissed off or I'm mad about something. But people don't understand the things that people go through, or maybe a birth defect that somebody was born with. So people always just look at me and think that I'm pissed. No, my jaw is clenched like that because of how my smile defect. I have kind of like an underbite, like a bulldog. It's not as bad as how a bulldog's is, but I have that type of underbite. However, I try to make it look as normal as I can, I guess. But I got ridiculed by them bitches because of him. Every time they tried to dog me, every time I seen them with nasty looks, dirty looks, comments under the breath, you name it. It was clear they didn't like me. And I gave the same energy right on back. I wasn't wrong, because I've been messing with him since I was 13, 14 years old. How about you? You are the side hoe. I've been here. And this is one of them times I had to endure BS from females due to the fact that I messed with him. So I was mad as hell. And I took the rings he bought me and I pawned them, because I was dealing with unnecessary drama and bitches not liking me because of you. Because of you out here running around with other hoes. So yes, I pawned them rings, because clearly, if you messing with other females, I don't mean that much to you. And so anything that you gave to me don't mean nothing to me anymore. So I took him to a pawn shop and I got me some money from him. And didn't care at all. Because for a minute, I had rings on almost every finger. Because like I said before, when like Valentine's Day or Christmas or whatever came around, that's when he had started buying me and stuff or whatever. And they just became less important to me because as he did things to hurt me, they didn't mean anything to me anymore. Even though I felt like he gave them to me out of love or care for me, the love or care that I thought he did have for me, it diminished over time because you're doing more things to hurt me than to show me that you care or love me. And this was the story time of how I pawned the rings my baby father had brought me, because for all I know, he bought them for his other hoes too. Who knows? All right, story seekers, that is all for this episode. I am out of here. Make sure you follow me on all socials at Nisha's Open Diary and my website at nishasopendiary.podbean.com. And until next time, I will meet you where the pen meets the diary. All right, story seekers, that does it for this story time. I'm out of here. Until next time, make sure you tap in. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Nisha's Open Diary, and I will meet you where the pen meets the diary.